Zach Gillum joins us. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey. How are we doing this morning, guys?
Doing all right, buddy. I got
there
you. Stay right where you are.
The greatest hair in racing. Which one is he on?
He's on four right now. We're just going to fix it.
Checking 1, 2 on four.
There you go. Yeah, the greatest hair in racing across the nation. That's you. How you doing, buddy?
I don't know. Chris Ho, you know, he works in racing, too.
Different hair.
Different kind of hair.
It's great hair. It's great hair. And you both have fantastic hair. On the Mount Rushmore of hair, you'd both have a spot.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it.
Has everything going with the Oakland Sports App powered by FanDuel?
Going great. I mean, this weekend's a great week. I mean, I'm a big Masters fan, so yep. I know a lot of people have dove in, looked at that. A lot of different options out there, whether it's to win the tournament, to lead after a round, to make the cut, finish in the top 40. So a lot of different variables out there.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just because you didn't get it right on your first bet, you can't come back and bet others. What kind of response have you got from all of your Oakland sports customers with the transition?
They have loved it. Obviously, the creating the new account was the biggest hurdle, but people, once they dove into that, realized it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have your location settings right and withdraw all the funds from the old app and get into the new. So they love that bet five, get 300 in bonus bets.
Yeah.
You know, our old welcome offer had maybe a higher dollar amount at the end, but it was a lot harder to attain.
Right.
This, you just make a $5 bet. Once it settles, you get those 300 in bonus.
Now, obviously, you've got the big, you got horse racing going on, which you're also, you're a big part of that here at Oakland. And you've got, we just talked with Ella McDowell. You got Razorback baseball going on. You guys aren't doing softball yet, right?
Softball, you know, that's one of those things. It's been really fun. I feel like we came in at a great time in sports betting, 2019 being our first year brick and mortar, 2022 online sports. But just seeing the evolution of how much wagering keeps evolving.
Yeah.
Because if you remember the first year, I know Ralph remembers, we offered very little college baseball.
It wasn't until
the tournament.
Yeah, right.
And then we got to where we would offer top 25 matchups late in the season.
Gotcha.
Then it got to where we offered pretty much everything.
Now it's everything.
Yeah. Same thing with women's college basketball.
Right.
When we first started, it wasn't until late in the tournament that we started offering games. Now you have live wagering on regular season games. So softball's not where it should be yet, but I think it is going to continue to evolve with the popularity it has.
I saw some of the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but here in Arkansas, it just the amount of money that people wager on. I mean, it's nationwide, too, but it's amazing having this technology that also allows you to do it faster, quicker. So you've got golf going on. You've got Major League Baseball. You've got NBA. You just wrapped up college basketball, and you've got college baseball, right?
Correct, and NHL. So NBA and NHL, they're wrapping up their regular seasons. They're very close to their playoffs. We're about to have their playoffs. I know NBA feels like it stretches for what feels like a full season of its own. But we get a lot of fun, really competitive games. This weekend, you have UFC 327. So for the MMA fans, you have a pay-per-view or a big event this weekend. F1's kind of in a hiatus right now with everything going on in the world, so a couple of their scheduled events had to be canceled, so I don't think they come back for another 3 weeks. But NASCAR's still been really fun this season, so that's on the board.
Right.
That will continue throughout the summer. As you said, racing, I mean, this weekend's going to be a phenomenal week of racing with the Apple Blossom. I mean, that is one of my favorite races, and this year we are part of the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series. So, I mean, that's really exciting. It's a, you know, guaranteed spot for whoever wins this race in the Breeders' Cup distaff.
You guys finally got some good weather, breaks here lately. You know, you guys have been through enough rain and cold.
Yes.
It's nice you guys get some back-to-back weekends of outstanding weather. Real quick, going back on baseball, how far have the Razorbacks fallen in terms of at one time they would have probably been a favorite to maybe –
They were. You know, they were a favorite and co-favorite. Them and LSU were kind of bouncing around preseason and then even early in the season. They've not dropped as much as people maybe have thought.
Is that to win the SEC or win the World Series?
That was to win. Actually, it was both.
LSU
and Arkansas were both favorite and co-favorite going back and forth to win the national championship and the SEC before the season started. Then after the season, slowly dropped back a little bit. But they're still sixth right now. 17-1 are the odds.
I was going to ask. I don't know if you saw Christian Weaver. He's off today. I do want to thank Todd Pierce for helping us out today and is sitting in for Christian. He got into it with somebody yesterday that was making the point nationally. It was a podcast guy that said he thinks now that the that baseball, Major League Baseball, has jumped back ahead of NBA in terms of popularity. He said the season for NBA just doesn't seem to matter. You got the teams tanking. What do you think about that? You know, both of them are long seasons, and what's your thought on that?
Got to turn off an alarm here. You know, I would have to say I can't disagree. I think we're in a little bit different dynamic here where we're at located. I can tell you seeing how much NBA action we took when we were only brick-and-mortar operation versus online was eye-opening because we didn't have a lot of people coming in here that were betting NBA, but we found people online that were interested in it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I've always said I almost feel like, you know, they should try to almost lean into the NCAA tournament model. Maybe they have two tournaments a year. Maybe
just to give something
much.
To make it worthwhile to watch.
Yeah,
because
it really does feel, and I've been saying it for better part of a decade, I don't really pay attention until probably the second round of the playoffs start watching games.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just...
It's a lot. Of course, NHL is long, too. That's a long season,
very
too.
Long season.
Yeah.
And people that are way more knowledgeable on NBA than I am, like Christian, a guy that used to work with us in Sportsbook, Zach, he tried to explain to me because I got kind of frustrated one night. I'm like, every night you look up and a team blows a 20-point lead.
Yeah,
like,
right. It's a killer.
And
yeah.
he said, well, you got to understand, these guys are so good, they get hot from behind the three. 20 points is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they can pop that off in just a minute and a half, and it's over. So I get it. These guys are very good. It's just like any sport. When you go from college, who are top-tier athletes, they're very good at what they do, to professionals, it's another level.
Yeah, so, 100%.
So it's kind of changed the game. It's a lot of that one-on-one and, you know, but it's three.
That's the analogy on that one is what just think about what Trey Schaap, as great a golfer as Trey Schaap is,
yes.
that next level is just separates.
And it's really almost like that in anything in life.
I mean, well,
you go to that next level, you know, that top 1%, top 0.1%.
Yeah, but I mean, when I see this guy doing this, I go, wow. You know, I mean, it's, you know, having speed in football or having being able to throw the ball hard in baseball, different things like that as you get older. But golf, it's almost, you know,
up here.
It's in your head.
If you didn't know what I always like saying, Zach's title, Oakland VP of Racing and Wagering. Boom, got both of them. It's National Sibling Day. Siblings?
Two siblings. I have an older sister, Crystal. She's up in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And she has three kids. And then I have a younger sister, Tiffany. She's in Little Rock.
So you're the
I'm the middle.
The man in middle of the
you're
family.
Jan Brady.
That's me.
No. was it tough being the only boy in the family?
It was not.
No,
I had male cousins, a lot of male cousins, and you know, friends. So no.
Did the girls get what they wanted? You not? Did you complain to mom and dad? Like, it's not fair! It's not fair!
You know, they'd probably say it was the other way around. They had to share a bathroom. I had my own bathroom.
Nice. It would have been the other way around. I'd say. And you got sisters who have chick friends. So you know, growing up, you know what.
Zach, always great to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Zach.
Have a wonderful weekend. Post times again today for 12:45. All the rest of the weekend.
That
too.
Is the plan. Unless you hear otherwise, 12:45. Rest of the meet.
And congrats on the Arkansas Derby Day, 73,000.
Man. And as you said, weather champion. But the fans were great.
Yeah.
People were patient. Everyone had a lot of fun time. I mean, even with lines that were long, we all know they were long. Everyone saw it. You know, if we could hire 1,000 more people that day, we would. I promise. People think we wouldn't. We would.
Right.
But people, the energy was great. People really had fun with it. I did not see much issue going out there. Everybody's here to have fun. So that's
exactly
what we
right. All right, Zach Gillum. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
All right, coming up, Danny West will give us the update on what's going on in recruiting. And can you remember the player that I mentioned, the new recruit? It was something like Zydeco Huzzy.
Huzzy's right.
Yes.
Something's right. But I don't know about Zydeco. But
it was something close to that. Is the Zion tone? I don't know. All right, don't go away. It's 8:30 here, live from Oakland.
And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay. This is feeling more and more like home. So bring